T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thanks, Jimmy. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. Here's the deal. I'm going to read a fact, and you're going to tell me whether it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Works for me.
You guys are up for it. These are real names, or are they real names, for obscure, strange items, okay?
Oh, yeah. I know one of them.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, go ahead. Let me see if it's on there.
All right. How about this? Bonafide or bogus? The cardboard sleeve that you put around your coffee so it doesn't burn your hand is called a zarf.
I think that's true.
You think it's true? I don't think so.
I think that's one of them I knew.
I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bonafide.
Courtney's right. It is bonafide.
Mm-hmm. Bonafide.
Zarfs have been around for hundreds of years and were originally made of metal, which feels like it doesn't make any sense at all. Zarf is an Arabic word that means container or envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Zarf. Up next, bonafide or bogus, the figure eight infinity symbol has an actual name. It's called an infinitum.
No.
Bonafide.
I'm saying bogus.
I'll say bogus.
It has to have a name. It can't just be a symbol.
It does have a name, but that is not it. It is bogus. In geometry, it is called a lemniscate.
Lemony Snickets, did you say?
It is called a lemony snicket.
I think the other word was better.
That's why he's right. A count. Bonafide or bogus, the metal part on a pencil that connects the wood to the eraser is called the barrel.
No, ooh. It's got a different name, I think.
I like that. I'm going to say bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bogus, too.
It is bogus. Yeah, barrel is the technical term for the wooden part of the pencil.
That's what I was going to say. The wood is the barrel. Yeah, for sure.
The metal part that holds the eraser is called the ferrule.
The eraser.
The ferrule.
The ferrule.
I won't remember that.
Bonafide or bogus, the plastic part at the end of a shoelace that makes it easier to thread through a hole.
Is it called an aglet?
Mm-hmm.
Bonafide, he got it. He nailed it. It is, in fact, called
bonafide.
An aglet. An English inventor named Harvey Kennedy is credited with popularizing them about 225 years ago.
Man.
The aglet. And finally, the dot over a lowercase j is called a tittle. Bonafide or bogus?
I've heard that before, but I didn't know if it was a j or an I.
I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bogus, too.
I'll say bonafide.
It is bonafide.
Ah.
Bonafide.
So is it the same thing for an I?
I cannot confirm that. I have a feeling it is, right? The dot.
Don't you think?
Yeah, they certainly look similar to me.
Huh.
J or an I. The word tittle can also mean a tiny amount or part of something.
And something else.
And something else. That's a little tittle of bonafide or bogus.
Bonafide or bogus.
The music you hear on Y98 is delivered to you by Schnucks. Pick up a free copy of
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.